As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and baby, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, July the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news. Well, if we want to stretch the facts a little bit, hard facts too, and workable solutions from time to time. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's BVL host, like Become Vocal Local Host at CenturyTel, 1L there, .net. And for those without internet access listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that federal zip zone. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all broadcasting Become Vocal Local this morning. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals rally as the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange opens silver trading today. Goldman Sachs model for the MBA students. Yeah, what a model that is, right? Gaddafi resists NATO, beef prices soaring. Talk about all that in the news basket today. Go back into the new world of Henry St. Simon, The Religion of Science. A little bit more on the proofs of conspiracy, perhaps, by John Robinson, and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading up $12.90 an ounce this morning at $1,603.10. Silver, strong move this morning in silver, up 53 cents at $39.85, nearing that $40 peg once again. Platinum up 10 bucks in early trading at $1,792 an ounce, and palladium flat at $806. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,582.70 for a low, $1,604.90 for a high. Yeah, we're over that 1,600 mark one more time. But at $1,603.10, your gold is up year-to-year $410 even at a 34.37% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,588 an ounce, and the gold market just went bye-bye. They went right away from that. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they claim to have dumped off 3.33 metric tons. This morning, in their electronic treasure chest, they're saying they're holding 1,242.68 metric tons of gold, valued at these bullion prices at $64 billion. Big hands, deep pockets there. Keep your eyes on the spider on the corner of the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 153 points at 12,724. The NASDAQ up 20, closing out at 2834. And the S&P 500 up 18. At 1,344. We'll be right back.
Hey Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, July the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, you can jump into the chat room at becomevocallocal.com, engage in our chat room discussion. Lots of links getting dropped in there already this morning. You're certainly welcome to do so. Pick a name, pick any name, come in anonymously any way you like, but there's a lot of action happening in the comevocallocal.com chat room. Back into our market report, one more time, a review. Gold, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, this is an hour ago now, up $12.90 an ounce at $1,603.10. Silver, up 53 cents at $39.85. The London Gold Fix, again, these are the price fixers. The London Bullion Market Association set the price of gold this morning at $1,588. I don't think they'll hold it down. The Hong Kong trading mercantile exchange is open today. It's silver for silver trading, and there's going to be a lot of action there. I think the prices of gold and silver both go up today, but we'll see. You'll have to know. It's just a rigged game. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 153 at 12,724. The NASDAQ up 20 at 2834. The S&P 500 up 18, closing at 1344 on the day. Crude oil this morning off 16 cents at $98.97 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning going the other way, up 16 basis points at 74.16. Impacts the foreign exchange rates where this morning everybody's down. The Canadian loonie off 58 basis points at $1.05. Mexican peso off 28 basis points. You can pack your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. Your multiplier there is 11.6236 pesos per dollar, The euro this morning off 48 basis points at $1.44. British pound off 27 at $1.63. And the Swiss franc off 17 and yet still exchanging against the U.S. dollar in the foreign exchange marketplace at $1.22 U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, of course, the Fed is buying all the treasuries they can get their hands on. The two-year yield this morning, 0.37%. The 10-year at 2.97% and the 30 at 4.28. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange, or excuse me, the mortgage markets. For the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate national average mortgage moving down from 3.69% to 3.66. The 30 moves down from the 4.51 goes the other way. I'll go moving up to 4.53. Sorry about that. The prime rate this morning at 3.25% standing. Your gold to silver ratio, 40.21 ounces of silver, brings you home 1 ounce of gold. Now, I don't understand why. Econoday has been showing nothing happening at all today on their calendar for Friday. A lot of action happened yesterday, however. We'll go back and look at it, but I don't know what I've missed. Maybe this is some kind of a merchant man's holy day or a banker's holy day. I don't know. Maybe they're worshiping Osiris in New York. I have no idea. But the calendar for Friday on Econoday is completely blank. So let's go into some of the things that we do have. Philadelphia Fed survey yesterday. The Mid-Atlantic manufacturing sector hit a soft patch. Now, we've heard this soft patch 1,000 times. At least I've been sharing it with you every time I find it. Soft patch. You can think of it as quicksand. You could, you know, fall and face down in a mud puddle, you know. The Mid-Atlantic manufacturing sector has hit a soft patch of very flat growth based on the Philly Fed's General Business Conditions Index, which comes down in this month at 3.2%, I guess only a bit above a break even to indicate very slight growth. Very slight growth. All right, things are not looking good in the in these reports this morning. New orders are essentially flat. All right. If new orders are essentially flat, just roll it out. Whatever business you happen to be in, how long does it take you to produce something, to bring in the natural resources, bring in the men, the materials, and all that, and produce something? If you don't have any orders today, what's going to be happening in a month, 2 months, 3 months down the line? Anyway, continuing backlogs at a minus 16.3 for a second month show steep contraction. They're cleaning out the pipeline here, as they say. Steep contraction and indicate that manufacturers in the region are keeping themselves busy by working down business in their pipeline. So they're not getting new orders, all right? They're fulfilling the previous orders, the orders on hand, and their shipments are slowing because, you know, they're coming to the end of what they've got in the pipeline. Then what happens? That's the big question. Then what happens? They're going to need to get new orders in order to have more growth down the line. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. How are you feeling? Are you feeling as a consumer, America? Are you feeling comfortable this morning? Well, the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index was a minus 43.3 in the period to July 17. Of course, these are just numbers. Who knows what minus 43.3 is? Nobody. You know, I don't. The latest week's comfort data showed declines in two of the three subcomponents. The index of Americans' views of the economy dropped to a minus 83.7, so people are pretty pessimistic. All right, the worst reading since March. One bright spot was the index of personal finances, which rose to 4.4, matching a high last seen in May of 2009. So from a personal finance standpoint, maybe people are looking back and thinking, well, 2009 wasn't such a bad year maybe. All right, survey readings prior to this year reflect results rounded off the whole numbers. Anyway, so that's that one. Not too much comfort in the Consumer Comfort Index. The FHFA House Price Index. Home prices rose in May for the second month in a row. Now, we talked a little bit about that there earlier in the week. Why are the house prices rising? Well, one thing is that your dollars buy less, and so even a $50,000 house might go onto the market at $51,000 to accommodate the inflation rate. But that's not all. There's other reasons for the house prices to go up, home prices going up. Basically, the idea that people are moving out of more expensive properties on the coast and moving inland. We'll talk about that in a little bit further. For the nine census divisions, seasonally adjusted monthly price changes for month ago May range from a minus 1% in the West South Central Division to a plus 2% in the Mountain Division. Six of the nine census divisions improved in May. So what we might be able to infer from this is that those that can do so are doing so. They're moving off the coast, moving inland into the west, south, central, and the mountain areas to get off the coast, get out of the cities, and maybe find a little bit of a community someplace else out of the mayhem that's coming around the corner on us and at us. And that's my take on that report. Leading indicators, financial measures, are giving a lift to the index of leading economic indicators where other components are mostly soft. Financial measures giving a lift. Well, what's that all about? The index rose 0.3% in June on top of May's outsized gain of 0.8%. The top factor for June is an increase in money supply. So isn't that nice? They just got a little Benny. He's got his printing presses just running full tilt a boogie, right? Anyway, Timmy and Jimmy and the rest of them, they're all just adding more digits. Throwing them in there. The yield spread between long rates and short rates, with the latter being kept near zero by the Federal Reserve. Building permits are a slight plus, as is a slowing in vendor performance. Now, that doesn't tell us anything. We saw earlier that we were not seeing any major increase in building permits. That means that 90 days from now, they're not putting any more houses on the marketplace. And it also means that for the next 90 days to 120 days, fewer and fewer carpenters are going to be swinging hammers. You know, there's going to be less concrete placed. A slowing that points to activity in the supply chain. That's going to impact everybody. Home Depot, all the Meeks lumber stores, all the people that are in the business of supplying the things that the contractors need, they're impacted too. The negative side is led by consumer expectations, which have slid back toward recovery lows. So people don't expect much, and if they don't expect much, they're not likely to get much. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Blowing through these economic highlights off the Econo Day calendar here just to kind of give us an idea and spare ourselves the necessity of reading the lengthy diatribes that are printed about all this stuff. On the rest of the mainstream media, extremely high temperatures through much of the nation are limiting weekly injections as natural gas in storage rose and as expected 60 billion cubic feet in May, in the July 15th week. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so natural gas injections. That's your EIEIO natural gas report. They're not doing too well there either. Fed balance sheet. All right, the Fed is working against the natural unwinding of its balance sheet. My God, these guys, why don't we wind the sheet a little tighter, throw it around some of these bankster gangsters' necks and pitch them out the window. Yeah, bed sheets work for everybody, right? The Fed is working against the natural unwinding of its balance sheet. That is some kind of a scroll or something. As it's shifting funds into treasuries, oh, great. Yeah, the Fed's buying all the treasuries. So they can create the debt, then they loan it into existence, and then they buy it back, and we get to pay the interest, right, with their funny Federal Reserve notes. Anyway, monetary supply, that's, if you can believe it, $6.5 billion M2 change weekly. Well, I don't believe it. It's just more nonsense. You want to find out about the money supply, you want to check and touch base with John Williams, shadowstats.com. He's got a much more accurate projection than you're ever going to get, even from Econo Day. Jumping up here, shrinking cattle herd signals beef rising to a record. Higher Wendy's costs. Yeah, your burgers are going to cost you more at Wendy's than Mickey D's. Not a good project here. Not a good proposal, I say, or in prospect, perhaps. Elizabeth Campbell writing this one for Bloomberg. New newsy news. U.S. cattle herd, as of July the 1st, probably shrunk to the smallest on record. Well, what's all this about? Well, how about drought? All right. Drought. All right. You've been to the grocery store lately? Look at the price of beef. You know, went in there the other day, got a nice little 4-pounder. Wow. $5 a pound, $20 for a slice of beef. I should have grown a couple. Anyway, ranchers held 99.39 million head of cattle as of July the 1st, down 1.4% from a year earlier. You know, the United Nations and the green agenda, they want to stall quit eating beef, and this is a great way to do it, right? Just drive the price of beef up so high that we can't afford to buy the stuff, and that gets us all away from the hamburger, won't it? Anyway, ranchers again holding 99.39 million head of cattle. That's, you know, multiply that by four, that's a lot of hoofs, yeah. According to the average estimate of nine analysts surveyed by Bloomberg News, I don't know who these nine analysts are, but they were surveyed, that would be the smallest July herd since at least 1973. Hello, America. No beef. Where's the beef? Well, not in this country. We're going to be importing it. And we'll get a lot of box beef from South America and Central America. When the U.S. Department of Agriculture data begins, the government plans to release its semi-annual report on the herd at 3 p.m. today in Washington. As if the people in Washington could even figure out what a cattle herd is or ever saw one. Of course, they don't like cows all that much. You know, cows fart. And that's not good for the environment. If you got fewer cattle, here's the quote, ultimately you're going to have less beef, close quote. Well, we really hope that Ron Plain, the maker of that statement, didn't have to go to school very long to figure that one out. A livestock economist at the University of Missouri in Columbia, I say embarrassedly, yeah, that's pretty much right, Ron. If you got fewer cattle, ultimately you're going to have less beef. Said today in a telephone interview, we're going to have a new cattle record and beef prices in 2012. You got that? Put it on the calendar, folks. Read it and weep. Beef's going to go up. Maybe you want to get together with somebody that's growing these grass-fed beef and get yourself a beef and put it in a locker someplace near you or in a freezer in your garage. Cattle futures, which climbed to a record of $1.21 a pound on April the 4th, may climb to $1.23 as early as October, $1.25 as soon as March, said Plain, who has studied the industry for 3 decades, 30 years of experience. The size of the current herd is probably the lowest since the 1950s. My God. Anyway, cattle futures for October delivery rose a penny to $1.15 yesterday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Of course, there's probably nothing more corrupt than the CME. We'll find out about that a little bit later. Southern drought. Conditions for the cattle have deteriorated amidst the most severe drought in Texas in at least a century and adverse weather in the south. Now, we've had just enough rain to produce a few ears of corn here in Missouri. Everything tasseled up, and we've got corn on the cob coming out of the fields. But nevertheless, the drought is extreme. More than 62% of the land area in a 6-state region has experienced extreme drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Don't know who he is or she is, but they have a monitor, I guess. Pasture and range conditions were rated poor. Boy, step outside and look at my lawn. I'll tell you how very poor it actually is. In 86% of Texas, the biggest cattle-producing state. If you don't have pasture, if you don't have range, your cattle are going to be these skinny longhorn things looking for a drink of water and a blade of grass, all right? Not going to be very many pounds of beef on the hoof. The drought is a game-changer for inventories. Jim Robb, the director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center, a Denver-based research organization funded by the universities, the industry, and government, said yesterday in a telephone interview. Well, thank you, Jim. Rob, we're slaughtering animals that are potentially productive breeding animals. What's that all about? It's thinning out the herd. Can't afford to keep your good breeders. Can't. You got your heifers, you know, your little bull calves, and you're slaughtering them rather than hanging on to them. They're not building a future herd. That's not good. It says we're not holding heifers for future breeding herd growth. That means that down the road, it's even a slimmer field. All right, meatpackers, retailers, restaurants will face higher costs. So will you, Mom and Pop America. Rob said, margins in cattle feeding and the beef packing will be under pressure due to tight cattle supplies, margin pressure on everyone but the primary producers, which is the cow-calf operation, is going to increase over the next few years. You know, you really want to do well in beef, I guess. You want to buy a bred heifer with a calf standing beside her. What a deal you get there. She's already been bred, so she's got one in her belly. She's got one on the ground beside her. You can get all three for the price of one sometimes. Anyway, Wendy's, a U.S. fast food chain, said last month that its beef costs are projected to rise 20% this year. Well, there's your real inflation rate right there. CKE Restaurants, Inc., the owner of the Hardee's chain. Do people really eat at Wendy's or Hardee's? I've driven by a lot of those buildings. Never stopped in, cited higher meat costs in its review of quarterly earnings. Cattle ranchers in the U.S. will make about $100 a head this year, and I have a hard time believing that, up from an estimated $50 per cow last year, following losses of about $30 in 2009. Plain of the University of Missouri said producers still aren't expanding because of the sluggish economy and the short-term cash flow concerns. Then it goes on and talks about livestock and feed costs. Corn, you know, yeah, we're both trying to make it ethanol. But corn really oughtn't be involved in raising cattle in the first place. I mean, yeah, it fattens them up all right, but if you just keep them off the corn and keep them on the grass, better beef to eat, more of the good beef in that. The price of corn, the main ingredient in livestock feed, has climbed 71% in the last year. On June the 10th, of course, the real livestock feed, there is grass and hay. But as the cost of gasoline and diesel continue to go up and up and up and up and up, even twisting up, rolling up bales of hay, round bales of hay, that's getting more expensive. And that means that the people that are feeding hay to their beef cows are going to have to pay more for the hay. Just last evening, I was talking to a friend of mine who has quite a few head of beef on the ground, and the grass is so poor in his pastures that he's thinking about having to start feeding. If you start feeding grass hay, rolled up hay, baled hay, at this time of the year, my God, where's the grass hay going to come from for the winter? Anyway, calves have a 9-month gestation period, take 20 months to reach slaughter weight, Plain said. So you just roll the numbers out. Roll them out for yourself. If they start slaughtering them today, it'll take at least 20 months before we could ever possibly have a replacement for those that are sent to slaughter today. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just in case you thought that the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, were out there just a bunch of, you know, philanthropic humanitarians, no. It's best government that money can buy. News Corps, you know, everybody's talking about the telephone hacking and all of this sort of stuff, the Murdochs. Well, here's a little bit more along that line, but from a different angle. Christian Jensen and Jonathan Silent writing this one. The Political Action Committee of News Corp, the embattled media company headed by the, well, I'll spare the invectives, Rupert Murdoch, contributed $52,500 to U.S. federal candidates and party committees in June before reports of a phone hacking scandal by the company's journalists. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee received $15,000, the single biggest donation from the company's Political Action Committee during the month. During the first 6 months of 2011, News Corp's PAC made $128,000 in donations, compared with $132,000 during the same period 2 years earlier. The PAC is traditionally given to both Democrats and Republicans. Laugh, right. Think there's a difference? They don't. Neither do I. For the 2010 elections, New York-based news companies PAC gave 58% of its 244,200 in candidate contributions to Democrats, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, a Washington-based research group. A request to News Corp for comment didn't receive an immediate response. Last year, News Corp donated $1.25 million to the Republican Governors Association and $1 million to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Isn't that tricky? Isn't that slick? All right? They give it to the Republican Governors Association, then they come back around the other side and they give it to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So your U.S. Chamber of Commerce, your local chambers of commerce, your chambres de commerce, they come out in support of candidates and they throw in all of this money. Where do they get it from? Rupert Murdoch, which spent millions of dollars last fall primarily for Republican candidates to Congress. You know, this is your Koch brothers, your Tea Party revolution, right? The Republican Governors Association donation was previously reported by Bloomberg News. The chamber contribution was reported earlier by Politico. The company last week disclosed donations from its corporate treasury. So they got their political arm, they got their political PACs, then they got their association, and now they've got their corporate treasury. All right. The corporate donations totaled $116,000, including $25,000 to the Democratic Governors Association. News Corp is embroiled in the scandal, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? FBI is looking at whether News Corp employees tried to hack phones, blah, 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 and who cares? And then so on and so forth. The best government money can buy. That's just one company. We ain't even talking about the Koch brothers yet. I ain't talking about Goldman Sachs yet, but we're going to. Here's another one. NATO allies open to the possibility Gaddafi could stay in Libya. Well, if you can't beat the guy, I guess you got to negotiate, right? They thought it was going to be measured in days. Now we're talking about months. Flavia Carlson Jackson and Patrick Donahue, good Irish boy there, writing for Bloomberg, the U.S., the U.K., Italy, and France now say they're willing to accept an outcome in Libya that would allow Muammar Gaddafi avoid exile or a trial on war crime charges. Who's the real war criminals here, folks? Who are the real war criminals? Anyway, after conducting 4 months of daily bombings, NATO-led allies are willing to let Gaddafi stay in Libya on the condition he gives up power. It doesn't sound like they're bargaining from a place of strength. If the Libya people believe an internal solution is acceptable, then Italy agrees, said Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini yesterday. In Guangzhou, China, or Guangzhou, China, according to the ANZA news agency, quote, one of the scenarios effectively envisioned is that he stays in Libya on one condition, which I repeat, that he very clearly steps aside from Libyan political life, close quote, and French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé. July the 20th, in a television interview, as the military campaign enters its fifth month, this one wasn't a quick topple. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO allies, want to wrap up a mission that Juppé promised in its March 19th outset, quote, will be counted in days and in weeks, not in months, close quote. Well, I guess they underestimated the strength of Muammar. Politically, they have pressing concerns at home. For Europeans, it's saving the euro, and for Americans, it's defending a AAA credit rating by cutting federal spending. And I'd have to say, in addition, it's also saving face. They're failing miserably. It shows some desperation because the entire military operation didn't deliver what the UK, France, and also the US had hoped for, said Jan Tekhal, director for the Carnegie Europe in Brussels, the European center of the County Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. What a corrupt organization that one is. I want to find out more about the power of all of the various and sundry, what do they call those things? And I'll come back to it. Said in a telephone interview, you get pragmatic and you get change. Rene Wormser, something, their power and their influences. Oh, man. Must be Friday. And a regime change 2.8, Gaddafi, who seized power of the oil-rich North African nation in a military coup in 1969, still controls the capital, Tripoli. He's threatened to blow up the city if the rebels succeed in seizing it, so don't look for things to change too quickly over there. I think, old Gaddafi's got things pretty well in hand. Gold gains as European measures to contain debt crisis may be too little, and I would add, too late. This written by Nicholas Larkin, July the 22nd. Gold gained for the first time in 4 days in New York as concerns that measures announced by European officials won't be sufficient to contain the region's debt crisis spurred demand for protection of wealth. What's this all about? Well, they had their meeting, they sat around with their little institute, their think tanks, and they decided, well, we'll give so many billions here, we'll roll over these bonds over here, we'll give so many billions over here, we'll line them up with these billions over here, and the next thing you know, Greece will be even in deeper debt than they were before. But that'll be all right, because debt is what it's all about. It's all debt notes. There's nothing behind any of it anyway. Leaders announced 159 billion euros, or $229 billion of new aid for Greece yesterday, after talks in Brussels. And, of course, gold goes up. They also enabled their $440 billion euro rescue fund to buy debt across stressed euro nations after a market rout last week sparked concern the crisis was spreading. Well, it was a market rout last week, all right, but it was mostly manipulation. The bailout means Greece faces a restricted default. So they're going to default. They're just going to restrict the default. I guess that's like handing a man a lifeline as he jumps over the cliff. Many legal and political issues need to be ironed out, and the crisis is far from solved. Yeah, that's right. Far from solved. Euro area leaders have erected a firewall around Spain and Italy to end the 21-month sovereign bond crisis and risk temporary default to tighten Greece's debt burden. So we continue to have the pigs in trouble. Greek financing package will consist of 109 billion euros from the euro region and the International Monetary Fund. That would be from you and me. Financial institutions will contribute 50 billion euros after agreeing to a series of bond exchanges and buybacks. I'm surprised we don't find Lloyd Blankfein's name here, but let's find Lloyd Blankfein and go here. Right here. This is a rather unusual article. I'm going to drop a link to this in the chat room. This is a long article. All right, pack a lunch, bring a cup of coffee. Christine Harper writing this one, new newsy news. Goldman model planted seeds of distress. All right, now, there's been a lot of books written about Goldman Sachs and their part in this great blow up, the financial meltdown. Everybody that listens to this broadcast knows that I hold them in extreme disdain. Lloyd Blankfein, Mr. Cohn, neither of them have my respect. But here, they start this way. The window shades were lowered to block out the sunlight soaking lower Manhattan on a Friday afternoon in June as 14 students in Eric H. Kessler, doesn't exactly sound Irish to me, executive MBA class, gathered in a conference room to present their analyses of Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. leadership. The firm's management shows, quote-unquote, resistance to change. And is, quote, doing business in a bubble, one of the three students explained in a PowerPoint presentation. Another recommended creating an ethics role with Goldman Sachs Securities Division. Kessler, who teaches management at Pace University's Lubin School, Pace's University's Lubin School of Business. Quit letting students go to that school and maybe we'd have fewer Lloyd Blankfeins on the planet. Anyway, peppered the students with questions. Could cohesive culture be a weakness as well as a strength? What are you talking about there, Kessler? Cohesive culture be a weakness as well as a strength. Anyway, this is the problem we've got with academia. Such critiques have been rare in Goldman Sachs' 142-year history. The company's status as Wall Street's most powerful and profitable securities firm, with a leadership that produced two U.S. Treasury secretaries, that's the revolving door of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, has lured top students from Ivy League business schools after financial markets collapsed in 2008, driving Goldman and their rivals to accept taxpayer aid. I'm sure they had to be driven, right? The investment bank became the most vilified on Wall Street. Still is, in my book. Anyway, continue that briefly after this. More to come.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So I'm just drawing your attention to this very lengthy article that you can find up on the Bloomberg website this morning in Goldman Sachs model, championed by Blank Fine and others. Interesting article, very long article, however. But, you know, this is an inquiry. I get kind of like a window or a bird's eye view of Goldman Sachs from an outsider. Bungled public relations and a thirst to find a scapegoat for the worst U.S. economic crisis since the Great Depression may explain some of the shift in the firm's reputation under Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Lloyd C. Blankfein. Blankfein! The mistrust and the waning investor faith in the company's prospects are rooted in something more fundamental, Blankfein's reliance on trading and investing the bank's own capital to reap profits, even if that meant sometimes competing with clients. Now, I'm not going to go any further with this. It's rather revealing, not profound. Most of the stuff we already know, but it does give you an idea. Now, one of the things that businesses have to worry about more than anything, really, is known as goodwill. Their name. Not goodwill, like me, but their name, all right? And it has value. It adds value. It's like Tommy's Beanery. You know, Tommy's been there for 25 years. Everybody knows that he's got the best beans in town, and, you know, every meal comes with a full tummy and no farts. Good beans. So people go to Tommy's Beanery. Well, Tommy can sell his beanery to somebody else, and they don't have to change the name, you know, like McDonald's. They can sell the name to somebody else. So goodwill, the name has value. And so Goldman Sachs is a bit tarnished right now, as it ought to be. I think it really ought to just be pulled to the ground or leased out to somebody else, and all the people inside the building sent off to prison. Some of them hung perhaps from lamp poles out on the street corner would be really good for Americans' morale, you know. But anyway, this is a lengthy article. I want to back up a little bit and go back to our business study. This is a section out of a 1967, it's Introduction to Business, Gloss and Baker, Part 22, Financial Problems and Policies. And it starts in a section here under Business Combinations. Now, a lot of what Goldman has been doing has been, in this past couple of decades of mergers and acquisitions, combinations. Like sucking up WaMu, you know, Washington Mutual, and then turning around and plunging it. And it's just amazing the things that have gone on in the last few years. But here, from the textbook, all right, this is an intro to business collegiate level textbook, 1967. And this is what they had to say about business combinations. The second half of the current century. So they're talking about from 1950 forward, and of course they have only started that journey of the second half of the current century, has witnessed a marked trend in the growth of many corporations, and that's happened. I mean, the corporations just mushroomed, you know. We went through all the tech bubble and all of that, that have achieved a larger size by buying up or joining forces with one or more formerly independent companies. Look at Nestle. I mean, these are like some, you know, well, I don't know, squids or something. It's like amoebas. they're just eating each other up. And what's happening is that as these, you know, companies like with the Rothschilds of Paris, and go and take a look at that. And look at the pyramid that they've built. And all of the companies, I did that once about a year ago, and I was pressed to find anything in my house that hadn't been tainted by the Rothschilds' interest there. You can do the same with Nestle. You can do the same with so many other businesses. But continuing here, it says, they've achieved a larger size by buying up or joining forces with one or more formerly independent companies. You know, so you've got the guys with the three-cornered, the tri-cornered hat, and they got their 50-caliber musket, their possibles bag, and they're all wrapped up in deer hide and flags, and they want to march on Washington, right? But that's not what's running the program. See, we've got these corporations in the background, and they're behemoths. What are you going to do? You're going to starve them out, and you're not going to buy on the 15th of the month? You think that's going to shake them up? Give us a break. How puerile and sophomoric. Anyway, the objectives behind these combinations are usually, to obtain the economies of large-scale production, distribution, and financing, to widen sales territories, and for here we could just say multinational and transnational, to assure a continuous supply of some needed parts or materials. So China's out going around the planet looking for all of the precious, what do they call these things, rare earth minerals that they can, you know, buy up, you know, all the mines that they can buy, all the oil shales in Canada. Again, to assure a continuous supply of some needed parts or materials like oil or other things. And sometimes to lessen the competitive stress in the company's particular field. So just with that sentence alone, you can sit down and map out, use your trivium to its fullest extent, understand all of the words that were used there, diagram the sentence, apply a little bit of logic to it and express it rhetorically as to the state of the state, the state of the union, the state of affairs, and the state of the world today. The methods used to form combinations frequently create extensive financial problems that vary with the methods selected to affect the consolidation. So here we've had these European, you know, financial wizards, and they've been meeting and they've come up with this new idea. Well, we'll float more bonds and we'll refi these bonds and we'll buy back those bonds and we'll all just go deeper and deeper in debt, and then we'll tell the whole world, hey, it's okay, Greece is fine. No more problems for Greece, you know, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, yeah, right, Spain. Guess again. Since financing may be related to the types of business activities brought under one management, the different kinds of combinations will be examined briefly. If different companies doing exactly the same business activity are combined, it's a horizontal combination. So you look at the horizontal combinations that have been created all across the board in oil, you know, OPEC and that sort of thing. Horizontal combinations. A chain of drugstores, they say, restaurants, motels, hotels, supermarkets, lumber yards, or department stores. Now, in the 1960s, this was still cutting edge. This was still new. Yeah, you had Safeway over here, A&P over there. But some of these old, you know, corporations that have been around Macy's, I guess, or Nordstrom was just coming on. Some of them, you know, some of these older corporations, the department stores, Woolworths, they were there. But by far and away, the majority were businesses that were just buying stuff here and buying stuff there. In those days, you might have actually been able to find a genuine mom and pop. Not today. Provide an illustration of common form of combination. By contrast, a vertical combination joins together types of company doing different business but related activities in the production and the distribution of a product. So you corner every aspect of production and distribution of your particular product, like, for instance, Nestle's water. And they're buying up the water in Salida, Colorado, and other places all around the world. And the plastic bottles and all of that. And pipelines and distribution and purification and all of that. And getting a corner on the vertical combination put together to control water resources, blue gold. Continuing, he says, for example, the United States Steel Company owns coal and iron companies. We talked about that metallurgical grade coal down there in Alabama yesterday. Shipping lines, railroads, blast furnaces, rolling mills, and fabricating plants. And now we're back visiting with Gustavus Myers and the history of the great American fortunes in the 1900s, early. Sometimes two businesses are combined because their activities are so closely interwoven. And if you'll read this Goldman article, you'll see how that's working, where the banks are eating the banks, and the banks are eating the banks, and the other banks are eating these banks, and these banks are eating those banks. They're buying up insurance companies and real estate firms and all of this stuff, cornering every market possible, vertical corporations, combinations. Sometimes two businesses are combined because their activities are so closely interwoven that it seems preferable to have them under one management. Such a combination is called a complementary combination. Aren't you just adding words to our lexicon? Meat packers, spoke about that this morning, have joined together or joined forces with fertilizer factories. Business machine companies have bought electronic data equipment and manufacturers. And in some cases, the need to dispose of byproducts, such as gas from coke production, makes it advantageous for two formerly separate companies to join forces. And so we've got the people that are interested in digging out Yucca Mountain and storing the nuclear fuel, the spent fuel over there. We've got other people who are building companies and adding them on to electrical power plants for coal, carbon capture, you know, and all that sort of stuff. Right. Complementary combinations. Trying to bring ourselves up, elevate ourselves from some of the puerile discussions we hear on radio so often and understand the bigger picture. You know, it's more than just a joke, all right? When I talk about the idea of restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government and abolishing the established two-party political system and going right back to the very basic building block, your local voting precinct, and rebuilding this house of cards from the bottom up, we need to be a little bit wiser than some of those that are proposing too simple and too simplistic solutions. For example, Standard Brands Incorporation. Here comes the break. Pick up the break. Take that. And when we come back, we'll look at circular combinations.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers! from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Friday, July 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Now in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, first hour of the broadcast, just a little bit of economic news, just a real kind of like a news light thing. Now I'm talking about a little bit about financial problems and policies, looking at the various forms of business combinations. All this out of the introduction to business. I've been sharing little bits from this book as I'm completing it, and I hope you find it a bit interesting. But when we're talking about Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, when we're thinking about being that solution set that we're looking for going forward, you know, we're going to need to be a little brighter than the average bear, right? Because we're in a big, big pickle here. And this is a very complex thing. As I've shared with you in the past, originally when I came on the radio over in RBN, I thought, well, maybe if I just had 6 or 7 months of I'd be able to explain all the things that need to be explained. We'd get right down to the business of it. Well, here it is, over 3 years later, and, you know, still working through all of the little parts and pieces of this big, huge puzzle, trying to find out, you know, as much as we can about it so that we can understand what needs to be done at this point in juncture in time, or at this point in time, this juncture of, you know, human development. We can't afford mistakes. The mistakes have been made in the past. We're going to have to rectify these mistakes. Otherwise, we're just putting more band-aids on a second chest wound. It's not going to work, all right? So anyway, back into the discussion here. More recently, the author's right, Chapter 22, Financial Problems and Policies under Business Combinations. More recently, there has been a rash, 1967 now, been a rash of companies joining forces that have little or no logic in their association together. Why do you put these units together? I remember working for a URS company in the day, about the time this book was being used in college, and our company bought up Evelyn Wood Speed Reading, you know, Evelyn Wood Speed Reading. Why? We're a civil engineering, multidisciplinary civil engineering firm, one of the largest on the planet. Why are we buying a speed reading company? I don't know. Like it was cool. I mean, all of those of us that had office jobs at the time, we got an opportunity to take Evelyn Wood Speed Reading for free, you know, that was cool, but what's that got to do with civil engineering? Well, that was what was going down. A rash of companies joining forces that have little or no logic in their association together. These are called conglomerate mergers. Conglomerate mergers. So we've looked at horizontal combinations, vertical combinations, complementary combinations, circular combinations, and conglomerate mergers. You know, it's a little bit more than a 50 caliber rifle, right? Textron Incorporated, for example, has bought up companies manufacturing helicopters, eyeglasses, wristwatch bands, electric bandsaws, outboard motors, and a host of other military, industrial, and consumer products. Military industrial complex products. The American Tobacco Company bought up Sunshine Biscuits. Bet you didn't know that. As might be expected, financing these various types of combinations can be extremely complex. Particularly if the companies concerned are sizable in their own right. Occasionally, when one large firm buys a relatively small company, it may do so for cash. In this case, the financing may be no more of a problem to the buyer than would the purchase of a new piece of heavy equipment. More commonly, securities are involved, as will be noted in the following examination of the three major methods used to form combinations. And then they're going to go on and talk about mergers, amalgamations, and holding companies. I'm not going to go through all three of them. I want to get over to one in particular. And I shared this one with you when we were looking at Dilbu and Howard's Principles of Business Law so many months ago. which, by the way, is referenced in this particular text. So the two work together, both books, both textbooks. One, the Principles of Business Law, and this one, Intro to Business. But this is holding companies. That's a clever thing, these holding companies. It's a way that people can control vast amounts of wealth and still be backgrounders, background men, people behind the curtain. All right, a holding company. The most popular device for combining a number of concerns is the holding company. And we'll find out more about that right after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this brief discussion about holding companies, just something more to file away in our knowledge bank. You know, everybody's gone up and looked at Clint Richardson's Corporation Nation. In the past, we've talked a little bit right out of the encyclopedias, you know, that we the people are the state and the governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So we the people as the state, we form the governments, all right? So the governments are out there, but we understand that not only the states, but the Fed and all of our governments, even the municipalities, are operated as corporations, essentially. All of those very, you know, health department, all of them, you know, sheriff's department, they're all out there. Go up and look at Dun & Bradstreet, which this book also references you to do, asks you to do, all right? You can go ahead and check it out for yourself. If you don't believe me, just believe your own lying eyes when you go onto the web and find out about it. But the most popular device for combining a number of concerns. Now, remember, I've shared in the past that it was at this particular time, the 1960s, 1970s, early people still use the word concern. You were talking about a business. It's not these environmental, you know, concerns over whether or not the little polar bear is swimming around the Arctic Ocean looking for an iceberg to crawl out on and eat a baby seal for breakfast. That's a different kind of concern. Today, it's all emotion-driven, okay? There's no logic in it. All right? We used to call businesses concerns or firms and things like that, all right? Now, a firm is something that you would consider, you know, a buttock to be. Anyway, continuing, the most popular device for combining a number of concerns, a number of businesses, bring them together, combining them, combinations, is a holding company. In its pure form, a holding company is organized for the sole purpose of buying enough of the voting stock in other companies called subsidiaries to ensure control, period. Okay, you hear that? A holding company is organized for the sole purpose of buying enough, not all, but enough of the voting stock, in other companies called subsidiaries to ensure control. What do you think Rupert Murdoch is doing when he's giving millions of dollars to the various political parties and the governors' associations, etc.? Is he developing, he's a holding company, becomes a holding company? Just enough stock to ensure control. Theoretically, this should be about 51%, but in actual practice, see, theoretically, democracy, 51%, you know, simple majority, you win, right? But that's not necessarily needed. But in actual practice, some holding companies own all of the stock of their subsidiaries, and in other cases, much less than one half. Now, it's the much less than one half that I'm paying attention to. How much less than one half of the stock of a company do you need to own in order to control it? What percentage below one half of all the voting precincts? We've got 177,000 local voting precincts in the 3,066 counties scattered across all of our several states. What is the minimum number of local voting precincts that we would need to have control of in order, you know, as a county committee men and county committee women, in order to control the corporations understood as, or just continuing committees, understood as the Republican Party and the Democratic Party in each of the several states, and the National Party? How few a number could we shoot for if our goal was control, to ensure control? Again, let's continue. It says, theoretically, this should be approximately 51%. So you think out of 177,000, you need half of them. Maybe not. Maybe less than that. But in actual practice, it says, some holding companies own all of the stock of their subsidiaries, and in others, much less than one half, which under the system of management-secured proxies. A management-secured proxy. How do you get a proxy, secure proxy, on these whores in Congress so that they vote for you? All right. Now, we had a meeting last night of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, the Barry County chapter, and State Representative David Sater, who is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee and serves on several other committees, too, and came and spoke to us in a real candid, kind of an open, easy, conversational style. And he went through all of the highlights of the last legislative session, talking about a lot of things. One of the things he was talking about was because of the census. We had in Missouri lost a congressional seat, and they need to go through this redistricting process, which they did. But because the Republican Party clearly had a majority representation, they were able to set it up so that they have, six new congressional districts that are Republican controlled, and they conceded to the minority, the Democrats, and gave them two congressional districts with Democratic control, all right? But they were kind of talking and joking, you know, he was working his way through the discussion, but they were compromising, all right? They were securing proxy votes. They knew that if they were too hard on the Democrats, they would have trouble with other issues, and so they were playing their hands strategically. And that's what I'm seeing here in this discussion about holding companies, right? Some holding companies, again, own all of the stock, as if we had 100% of the 177,000 local voting precincts, and we had a committee man and a committee woman in both the Republican and the Democratic parties, we would have already sewed this old deal up. The debate would no longer be left, right, but we could go ahead and merge the two parties together into the Democratic Republican Party and then proceed to vote them out of existence and implement Plan B, Operation Clean Sweep. Continuing, the latter situation presupposes a large number of shareholders with no rival holdings of substantial blocks of stock. You can get involved at this level, and you can be in there, provided, with a minority shareholding, provided, the author's right here, that there's no substantial opposition. There are no rival holders of substantial blocks of stock. So it makes it more and more difficult for someone like the Koch brothers or Rupert Murdoch, all right, to control the outcome of political elections if we can get in and weaken or get rid of their rival holding of substantial blocks of stock. They no longer have, 80% of the Congress as dual citizen Israelis. Run them out. We need to pass some kind of a resolution. How it could be done with that much of a hold, a stranglehold on Congress, I don't know, but some kind of a piece of legislation that would forbid or prohibit dual citizens from serving in Congress or in any other elected office. Or any office official at all. I mean, you're going to have to make up your mind. You're going to need to get your foot on one, on one dock or on the boat, one of the two. But if you got one foot in Israel and one foot in the United States, my suggestion is lift up the foot off of the United States and get the hell over to Israel. I mean, that's just my suggestion. If you like it so well, go live in that box of rocks. The latter situation presupposes a large number of shareholders with no rival holdings of substantial blocks of stock. Also, in actual practice, many holding companies conduct operations in their own names as well as functioning as holding companies, so you might not even know who you're dealing with. You get involved in these, metal stocks, mining shares and things like that. How do you know when you read a prospectus who's who and what's what? Who's got their hand on things? That's when I came across this SPDR gold shares, and it was State Street Global Advisors and Barclays Capital. You realize, hey, you're dealing with the Rothschilds here. That's why I talk about it every morning, bring it to your attention. It's a spider on the corner of the web. They're holding $64 billion worth of electronic gold. Big hands, deep pockets, could do damage, serious damage in a hurry. So continuing, it would be difficult to mention the name of a well-known corporation that is not also a holding company to some extent. How inbred it is. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now, if there's one word that appears more often in this introduction to business than any other, I'd have to say that so far in 489 pages, I read further than that, but in this number of pages I'm looking at right now, up until this point, that one word would be control. 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 It's all about control. All right, profits and control. And so as we look at this holding company as a device for control, and we keep it in that mindset, then we can understand better how this world around us is being operated. If a holding company is formed to buy voting stock in the open market of companies it wishes to control, it can raise the necessary capital by selling bonds, and doing that over in Greece, preferred stock or common stock or some combination of these types of securities. The cash received from the sale of these securities is then used to buy voting shares in the company it wishes to control. Who runs Goldman Sachs? Who runs J.P. Morgan? Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors, Rothschilds of the City of London? Who has bought up all of these proxy votes? Things that are difficult to discern, hard to find. The cash received from the sale of these securities is then used to buy voting shares in the company it wishes to control, in the same manner as an individual investor would use. Sometimes, in order to obtain control, particularly if a stock is not listed, the holding company will extend to each shareholder of the independent company an offer called a tender, to buy his shares at a price that is usually in excess of the current market value. It may also offer to exchange its stock for shares of the company it wishes to control. Just a little bit more from the business world in that regard. Gone into a little bit of this religion of science, the new world of Henry St. Simon, where we find all manner and sundry of things in there. But as I have shared with you in the past, this idea in the positive stage of human development that we live in today, by the way, where the world is run by the captains of finance and industry, we're talking about business, run by the captains of finance and industry, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blankfein, Gary Cohn, the rest of these clowns, right? Jeffrey Immelt, GE, they're all in usurper's cabinets, aren't they? Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, the pilgrim, head of the Pilgrim Society. What we also found there was that the captains of finance and industry would control the world through their appointed dictator, and that the appointed dictator would be supported in everything that he did by a cadre of super social scientists. Now go back up and look at all the organs and bodies of the United Nations beasts of STEM. You get an idea for those super social scientists, you know, the climate change freaks and the rest of them, right? But also understand that in this new positive stage of human development, the bank will become the temple. Bank is the temple. Just look at the banks. Look at Goldman Sachs building, big stainless steel thing standing up there like an erectile Osiris penis, right? And that woman would be the goddess. Well, There's a lot to woman. This out of The Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison, A.M., written in 1798. This is the Americanist Classics, a $2 book donated to our library by one of our listeners so many years ago. I really appreciate the donations he's made in books over the years. Originally published in 1798, was a new introduction by the publishers, the Americanist Classics, and this was copyright 1967, so it's spot on contemporary, at least in its publication date, with our business course. This is what we find here. Then let us reflect. We're talking about the Illuminati, by the way, in case you didn't know what Proofs of Conspiracy John Robison is all about. That's what it's all about. He was involved in that. He looked at it, and he got a real good look at it, and he turned away from it, and then he exposed it. Then let us reflect that it is woman that is to grace the whole. It is in nature. It is the very constitution of man that woman and everything connected with woman must appear as the ornament of life. Woman is the goddess. The bank is the temple. This is the Marian heresy and other things coming on us and at us. That this mixes with every other social sentiment appears from the conduct of our species in all ages and in every situation. This, I presume, would be the case, even though there were no qualifications or talents in the sex to justify it. And so you look at the advertisements that you see today, and for every one man that you might see, you'll see 10 women. You read through Agenda 21 from the United Nations, and in every chapter, in virtually all of the subsections throughout all of those 300 plus pages, what you will read is these words: women, children, and indigenous people, women, children, and indigenous people, women, children, and indigenous people. And in all of Agenda 21, man, as in the male sex, may be mentioned, what, 4 times? I have never counted them, but they're very few. This, then, I presume, would be the case, even though there were no qualities or talents in the sex to justify it. And go back and look at Lord and Lady Lamberley and the idea of universal suffrage and women's suffrage. And you'll see that this was part of the plan as well. You know, at what stage do we interdict in a child's life, Bertram Schaffner wrote, and I've shared this directly from him, and this is just paraphrasing it. But at what stage do we interdict in the life of a child? Do we meet that child when they first come into kindergarten? Or do we meet them when they're in their swaddling clothes? Or do we meet them when they're still in the mother's womb? Or do we meet the couple before they conceive? At what stage do we interdict in the life of a child? At what stage do we interdict in a culture, a tongue, a tribe, or a creed, or a tradition? Do we get in at the level of man and wife? Go back in, look at your Bibles, you know, husband against the wife against the husband, the son against the daughter against the daughter against the mother, the son against the spirit of division. Where do we interdict in the life of a people to destroy a nation? This, I presume, again, would be the case, even though there were no qualities or talents in the sex to justify it. This sentiment respecting the sex is necessary in order to rear so helpless, so nice, and so improvable a creature as man. Without it, the long abiding task could not be performed, and I think that I may venture to say that it is performed in the very different states of society, nearly in proportion as this preparatory and indispensable sentiment is in force. And he continues to talk about women and their role. I have, says he, always remarked that women in all countries are civil, obliging, tender, and humane, that they are ever inclined to be gay. And then when they were saying gay at this time, they weren't talking about queers, lesbians, homos, and the rest of that. That they are ever inclined to be gay and cheerful, timorous, and modest. And that they do not hesitate, like man, to perform supercilious. They are full of courtesy, to perform a kind or a generous action. Not haughty, not arrogant, not supercilious. They're full of courtesy and fond of society. More liable in general to err than man, but in general also more virtuous and performing more good actions than he. To a woman, whether civilized or savage, I never addressed myself in the language of decency and friendship without receiving a decent and friendly answer. With a man, it has often been otherwise. So go back to this time period, in the 1770s, when St. Simon was writing in St. Simon and August Comte. You know, one of the things that August Comte did was he raised women up again to the level of the goddess, and one of his great statements was, man shall support woman. It was a lot of problem in those times. Men were using women like toilet paper, virtually. They were living in a very bad way. And he didn't like what he saw, and he sought to improve it, and he set out to do it, and much has happened since then. I'm wandering over the barren plains of inhospitable Denmark, through honest Sweden and frozen Lapland, rude and churlish Finland, unprincipled Russia, and the widespread of regions of the wandering Tartar. If hungry, dry, cold, wet, or sick, the women have ever been friendly to me.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and so back again, and we're looking at a book here in my library, The Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison. I've had it for years. I don't recall when I first read it. Probably about 2004 or something like that. Anyway, by John Robison. His book, you know, again, it's one of the sources you can go to as a go-to source, at least in the research community, for things about the Illuminati and the founding. He's basically quoting here in great passages, things that either he's written down from his own memories of conversations and or things that were said about Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, 1776. And these again, he's talking about women, all this glowing stuff. That was a quote, by the way. Those are two quotes by Weishaupt. In wandering over the barren plains of inhospitable Denmark, so on and so forth, these actions have been performed in so free and so kind a manner that if I was thirsty, I drank the sweetest draught, and if hungry, I ate the coarse meal with the double relish. He's heaping praise on women, Weishaupt. And these, now there are words of Robinson, and these are they whom Weishaupt would corrupt, exclamation point. One of these, whom he had embraced with fondness, would he have murdered to save his honor and qualify himself to preach virtue. But let us not be too severe on Weishaupt. Let us wash ourselves clear of all stain before we think of reprobating him. Are we not guilty in some degree when we do not cultivate in the women those powers of mind and those dispositions of heart which would equally dignify them in every station as in those humble ranks in which Mr. Ledyard most frequently saw them? I cannot think that we do this. They are not only to grace the whole of cultivated society, but it is in their faithful and affectionate personal attachment that we are to find the sweetest pleasures that life can give. Yet, in all the situations where the manner in which they are treated is not dictated by the stern laws of necessity, are they not trained up for mere amusement? Are not serious occupations considered as a task which hurts their loveliness? What is this but selfishness? Or, as if they had no virtues worth cultivating, their business is supposed to be the ornamenting themselves, as if nature did not dictate this to them already, with at least as much force as is necessary. Everything is prescribed to them because it makes them more lovely. Even their moral lessons are enforced by this argument. And Miss Wollstonecraft is perfectly right when she says that the fine lessons given to young women by so-and-so and so-and-so, are nothing but selfish and refined voluptuousness. And it continues, and it continues. So there was definitely in the 1700s an awakening. You know, this was the age of reason. This was the age of enlightenment, if you will, all right, where men started to look around and everything was in question. Question all. Question authority, right? Question everything. And they were looking at the relationship with women. Well, some were trying to bring the women up out of the bondage that they were starting to find in the emerging industrial revolution, where women, and for all of the dark ages, were basically just used as beasts in the field, beasts of burden. You don't have to think that that's unusual. Just jump up on the internet and take a look at what's happening in India. Look up Arabica coffee, for instance, or some rice production or something, or go into Asia any place and see that the women are used like cattle. All right, so that we shouldn't think that that is anything unusual. It continues to this day. But at the on the other side of the coin, bringing women up to the level of the goddess could be a problem. And for those long-term thinkers and the stinking thinkers, they could see how they could use it to an advantage to destroy cultures, tongues, tribes, and creeds. Now, yesterday we left off in this discussion of the religion of science, physicism, plus deism in here. Again, this is kind of a statement of double-mindedness from St. Simon. He's writing a letter to his nephew in which he tells his nephew, one, always to profess a great respect for religion. Now, we've just spent a couple of pages here going through his disdain for the process. He's creating a new religion, but always to profess a great respect for religion. Why? Why? Why do you have all of the Christian Zionists and the Judeo-Christians and all of that? Why? They're the Baptist Convention and they bring out this great respect for religion. Why throughout all of the patriot community? Why? Because it's part of the control system. As he's already shared, through all of their research at this time period, religion had for thousands, 1,500, 1,600 years, religion had been used as a tandem with systems of government to control the people. If you can control the people's belief systems and then combine that with governmental controls, you have them controlled absolutely from cradle to grave. And as we went through the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, everyone was looking forward to tomorrow, always singing those gospel tunes as they work in the fields, there's a better world awaiting, you've got the idea. By and by, Lord. We're always putting off until tomorrow what we need to be doing today. We're always looking for relief tomorrow instead of seeking it today. And that's how we've been kept under in bondage all this time. So number one, always to profess a great respect for religion. You know, get your little yarmulke on, screw it on, and walk around, parade around in public, wear your prayer shawl and your side curls, you know, all that. Put on your fish hat, get your Pope mobile, cruise it around. Number two, to keep yourself alert, to adopt and to propagate the first good modification of the religious idea which is produced. So you pay attention to what's happening, whether that be climate change or whatever, and you salt in, for these positivists, you salt in, let's say, the leaven in with the, to leaven the whole lump with the religious teaching. To become a zealous partisan of the first religious innovator who, marching along the road opened by Luther and pushing the Reformation further than he did, will know how to extend in the religious sphere the domain of reason and to restrict within narrower limits revealed ideas. And so then you've got, you know, Smith, I guess it is, in the Mormon Church, or Wesley in the Methodist Church. You become a zealous partisan of the first religious innovator. You want to get in and work with them right off the bat. You've got the Crystal Cathedral, you got the Fat Boy Hagee, and the rest of them, the Tim LaHaye's, etc., Council for National Policy. You want to be in there and be a zealous partisan. If somebody says, Israel, start crying. Weep on command, like Glenn, you know who I'm talking about. Mr. Beck, man call. At someone's beck and call. To become a zealous partisan of the innovator who will introduce into the seminaries the study of the sciences of observation. All right? So this is how the seminaries, the Harvards, Darling, and the other, you know, Ivy Leaguers, the seminaries, how the positivists have infiltrated and got inside of that as well, perverting academia. Continuing, and who will reduce to as low a level as possible the teaching of the theological sciences, so they're subsumed under the weight of the natural sciences, the theological. As we all agree, yeah, you're right, God, yeah, in the beginning, God. But they, what they say with their lips, they deny in their heart, right? Double-minded. They have all taken the crisscross, double-cross, kol nidre vow, right? Who will succeed in putting an end to existing division in the church, and who will strive to reconstitute the papacy. So the idea, ultimately, is to come back to Papa, the vicar of Christ on earth. The guy with the fish hat and the Pope mobile, right? We're going to bring it back under that system of Roman or papish control, ultimately. It'll look just like the Catholic Church, but it'll have nothing to do with the Catholic Church at all. It'll be this new green religion, right? But they'll bring it up that way. What is this idea called God without revelation? A sterile idea. Every scientific discovery has made another one of the errors of the supposed system of revelation. The idea of God lacks unity, because before presenting this idea to those who do not understand it, one must first prove that there are two natures of things, one moral, the other physical. That one also calls things either material or immaterial. One says that God is one of these two natures, and that he is of the only one of these two natures. In that event, there cannot exist any relationship between him and the things that are not of his nature. The idea of God being vicious, all the applications which have been made of this idea had to be vicious, and on it goes. Physicism has none of these inconveniences of deism. The conceptions possess the character of unity above all else. And so then we get into universalism and unity in the church and the Unitarians that happen to meet in London in the same building that the positivist church of humanity, the Universal Church of Humanity, still meets in today. Well, you can imagine with these kind of words and invectives, these kind of thoughts, the church didn't like it. And as I've mentioned before, his books, St. Simon's books, were generally banned. They made it to the Index Librorum Prohibitorum, which is the index of forbidden books. I'm going to share a little bit out of the encyclopedia. It's the official list of books authoritatively banned or forbidden to members of the Roman Catholic Church, together with the general rules of canon law, which declare certain classes of books forbidden, if so jure, i.e. without specific mention. They don't have to tell you the book, you know. The exact origin of this legislation cannot be assigned with certainty. Then it continues. but it's a very strong thing. This is censorship at the very highest of level. Burn the books. Burn them all.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So when we're trying to wrap our minds around an understanding of this techno-totalitarianism that we live in, technocracy in general, you know, it's helpful to go back to these sources. These are the founders of this idea, right? A lot of them. And there's some others that we could mention, but these are the most important in my mind, certainly for my research, my searching into the things that are out there that are available. This is where I've come in understanding things. So perhaps some of you today are also, you know, have embraced fully this idea of the religion of science. Maybe this is your great religion too. A lot of people spend a lot of time on the internet, computing and things like that. This becomes a new religion. You spend more time on the internet than you ever do in prayer, thought, contemplation, you know. Anyway, this is not something that you should, you know, necessarily tremble at, but you might want to question, because you've been led down this trail. You didn't invent the internet. You just bought one, you know. So anyway, it's also to understand that we're not dealing with small-minded people here. Well, they could have been small-minded, but they were big thinkers. Could have been stinking thinkers, but they're big thinkers. And understanding that if you can get in and work with somebody at the level of their belief system, that you have the power to change the world. And when you can change the belief system of all of the people in the world and dialogue them into a consensus with your belief system, you have the ultimate power to control the people and the minds of the people on the planet. When Saint Simon, this is towards now a positive science of man, so we started out with a positive religion. Now we're moving generally into the positive science of man. Auguste Comte had his string, his positive system of politics, his positive system of philosophy, and ultimately his universal religion of humanity, or the positive religion. But when Saint Simon applied the term positive, it's not being used in the same term as positive mental attitude. When Saint Simon, or Saint-Simon, applied the term positive to science in general, or to his system in particular, he meant the elimination of mysterious origins and final causes. Mysterious origins and final causes. Remember the idea, the catchwords here, that all things are relative, and that is the only absolute, that everything is just relative. The elimination of mysterious origins and final causes. He nowhere analyzed the problem of causality itself. Positive, real science, as he understood it, implied abandonment of any attempt to dwell upon the essences. You can go back and you can read Aristotle and the others at the time period, and everybody was trying to, you know, atomism, all of that was just still, you know, that was all in their minds. But this was a new transition. This was a new thing. As we began to get involved with physiology and we started to look at how the body, the human body, actually functions, what's the relationship between the brains and the nerves and the blood and all of that. And they hadn't even considered the gene probably at this point. Again, it was an abandonment of any attempt to dwell upon the essences. It's just not been given for us to know from nothing something. And to make, and to go any further than that, you're just out there on a wild ass riding in the desert. He saved it. He nowhere analyzed the problem of causality itself. Positive real science, as he understood it, implied abandonment of any attempt to dwell upon essences. This was the spirit of the ideologue scientist, still under the tutelage of their philosophical mentor, the Abbe Condillac. Now, so we've got Condillac involved in this as well. Not Cadillac, similar, but Condillac, C-O-N-D-I-L-L-A-C, Laplace, phonetically, had assumed this position in the opening pages of his exposition of the system, of man. First, causes and the intrinsic nature of beings will remain eternally unknown to us. Of course, we don't have to go to Laplace. You can go to your preachers and find out about it. But the idea of first causes and the intrinsic nature of beings will remain eternally unknown to us, as it was not given for us to know. And fortunately so. You know, if we knew the beginning from the end at birth, we'd be walking through one of the most boring, you know, 100 turns around the sun one could ever imagine. You know, it's always full of surprise and discovery and things like that. Wondering. It's the wondering. It's that those times you sit around the fireplace, you sit out on a campfire on a fishing or a hunting expedition and you look up at the stars and you just wonder. I mean, this is the beauty, some of the goodness of life. Cabanis had been equally explicit in proclaiming that man could not comprehend the essence of anything. It was an article of faith among the ideologue scientists to exhibit a militant indifference to the first cause of a phenomenon, as long as they could study their laws. Universal gravity was a law of general science for St. Simon in the Cabanist sense, neither a first cause nor an essence, nor a definition of the nature of things. Just taking a natural law like gravity and starting with this. This we know. We can start here. So we don't know what caused the heavenlies. We don't know what caused, you know, gravity to function, how it was all organized, or what its ultimate purpose is, what its essence is, what its final causes are, what its mysterious origins might know. We don't know that, but we know this. If you drop a hammer on your toe, it's going to hurt. And it'll do it repeatedly, even if you're in New York City on September the 11th. At the beginning of the 19th century, many of the major scientific disciplines had not yet emerged as positive sciences, quote-unquote. exact and experimental, free from reliance on authority, from superstition, from metaphysics and mysticism. So they still had some of this stuff of doubt, the stuff of guessing was still trapped up in all of this. But it was starting to be pulled away. They were starting to wind things back. The grouping of the scientists in the first two classes of the Institute before the Napoleonic reorganization of 1803 is probably the best index of current opinion on the proper distribution of the various fields of knowledge. Though it was by no means generally approved in Europe, so you go back and you look at your trivium and quadrivium and those basics, and you find that this is just the beginning of knowledge. It's not the end all be all, the final. It's just the beginning. The life sciences had no sharply demarcated boundaries, not even botany and zoology, let alone human physiology. Lamarck's famous paper on the transformist theory, delivered on May the 11th of 1800, 212 years ago, virtually, at the Museum of the Natural History, an early attempt to provide zoology with a conceptual framework, was hardly accepted as sound scientific doctrine. As for the social sciences, the term physiology, psychology, analysis of ideas and sensations, anthropology, ideology, political economy, political arithmetic, the science of government, art, social, morals, moral sciences, and science of man were employed indiscriminately with no consensus as to their meaning to describe different facets of the study of man and society. Brand new territory. Virgin ground. Lots of confusion. But it was from all of this that academia today has been built. These are all this cadre of super social scientists that think they know how best we live and we should live. It's the construction of a total system of positive knowledge required as a preliminary condition of a more precise definition of the various sciences, especially those new sciences which dealt with man. From the very beginning, it was vital to demonstrate the close interrelationships. And we talk about this interrelated and interoperable and interdependent. The close interrelationships of all the sciences for the establishment of that interrelationship would facilitate the final acceptance of the ideas that all were subject to a single law. And of course, St. Simon thought it was gravity. Gravity is that one. It's the new religion. It's the religion of Newton. Hence St. Simon's passionate interest in a plan for the new encyclopedia, which he represented in a lithograph as a tree of all the sciences, with branches and shoots merging into a trunk labeled General Science. Now, once again, go back to the United Nations website and take a look at their organizational chart, and you'll see all of the bodies and all of the organs, and how many times have you seen the oak tree with all of the branches above and all of the roots below? You know, it's symbolic. Symbolic. As above, so below. All the branches of a tree of sciences. Continuing, D'Alembert's course on the preliminaries, preliminary discussions to the encyclopedia, which had divided all knowledge in accordance with Bacon's scheme in the Novum Organum. Some of you have looked at that. And had mechanically distributed the sciences under three separate headings, those of memory, reason, and imagination. Memory, reason, and imagination. Well, ponder all of that. You're thinking about the positive science of man, the foundations of this insanity we call the techno-totalitarianism today. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, eggs, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.